Welcome to the Cosmic Lounge. Well, today we are going to explore how to manage expectation. And maybe you are here listening to it because you're feeling a little off, or maybe stressed, or maybe depressed, or overwhelmed. And any of these messages, and that are emotional messages that your body and your mind sends you, they are just here because you are invited to explore, meet your emotions that are revealing a state of being you are in that is detached from your truth, that is detached from who you truly are. And that is usually fabricated by expectation we're putting on ourselves, expectation we're putting on others, expectation we're putting on what life should be, and those are the shoulda, woulda, coulda. So let's take a look at expectation. There's two kinds of expectation that we tend to have, which the first one is towards others, and the other one is towards the self. Obviously, when we have expectation on others, the likelihood is we are giving a lot of power for others to define who we are or define the nature of our happiness. It's nothing wrong about it. It's just very limiting, because if the other is in his or her greatest mindset at that point, then he can be or she can be here for us. But when this person is not going through their highest vitality and their highest joy point, then this is somebody who now needs its own energy, in and cannot give out to you. So the challenge, because of the limitation of creating an expectation on somebody outside of ourselves, in order for us to find our stability, our joy, our safety, our creativity, our sense of abundance, this is going to be seen when the other one cannot, when it cannot come from the outside, and then it's going to start leaking energy. Like the reality of leaking energy from within yourself is real, and it will show, it will be shown to you as feeling off, feeling stressed, depressed, or overwhelmed. And again, we can try to fight it. We can try to look at it as, I don't want it, and I reject it. And usually it will come at the cost of blaming the energy, the fuel that doesn't come from the outside, right? We're going to ask somebody else to change in order for us to feel the vitality that we used to feel. And that because we see the other person changing, which again, not stopping giving as he or she used to be doing it, then we are really looking at this reality within ourselves that we never really had the vitality to start with. We just were fueling ourselves with others' presence, energy, action, thoughts, or again, their presence. So what we want to ensure is that whatever we are looking to accomplish, although expectations are amazing because they are giving our thoughts a direction and they need to go somewhere. This thought needs to have a point of onward motion in order for us to move our consciousness. But that's all we need to give them. Expectations on others are great until they become limiting because others cannot meet us in this expectation, and then they can eventually fire back on us, right? So having expectation such as, I expect you to clean your room. I expect you to meet me at 9 a.m. because that's what we are, that's what we wrote down. Expecting is, again, a way to move ourselves towards a certain outcome, a certain experience, but not being able to experience that situation is also part of the wisdom of detaching from the expectation and realizing that everyone does the best they know how to do, and not necessarily take it personal as, you didn't want to meet me there. that's your fault for not showing up as I want you to show up so that I can feel safe again. I can feel happy again. I can feel seen again, right? So once again, expectation on others are offering a tremendous amount of limitation, and these limitations needs to be managed by us learning to let go, learning to surrender, learning to accept where people are. And these expectations needs to be met with great caution, where we can invite another to meet us where we think it's possible, where we see them, their potential possible, but we cannot provide them fully the true power to take us there, right? That's really we need to take ourselves on that expectation and eventually perceive that the other potential can meet us there, but we cannot ensure it 100%. And that is where we are falling short of joy at times, right? When we are expecting another to meet us in a certain place because we know it's possible for us. And so therefore, we're expecting something from somebody else because we want the best for somebody else. It's not necessarily something that is negative, but this possibility for us to see someone else's potential is very different than the reality that exists within that person, right? So now there's also the expectation of on ourselves, which is a lot more manageable, obviously, because it's me, myself, and I, right? So when we are expecting ourselves to showing up as the best version of ourselves, we are inviting us to meet ourselves in excellence. And that is how we are continuously evolving, growing, introspectively looking inside and just realizing, okay, what needs to be, what can I grow, what can I evolve into, what is perceived missing and that I need to put intention to reveal within myself. These are the expectations that technically provide us an opportunity to step up, to unveil more of the light, right? And that is beautiful once again, until it turns into perfection, when excellence is no longer enough, and then we are moving beyond the expectation that is realistic into an expectation that is totally utopist, because we are looking for perfection, and which can never ever be expressed in this action right now, because this is just not possible in the duality. In the 3D, perfection exists by the duality, the merging of the duality of up and down, right and left, good and bad. But perfection usually does not involve the bad, the quote, in quote unquote, bad experience. And this is when we are now limiting ourselves in our capacity to experience, to grow, because this pursuit for perfection is turning back on us with systematically never be content, never be in contentment where we can simply enjoy what is, because again, enjoying what is in this 3D reality is enjoying fully the good and the bad, the black and the white, the up and the down, all of these opposites. And perfection, when perceived as an absolute space, which exists only in 5D, in our version of oneness, then that's the discrepancy. We are continuously looking at something missing because we are unwilling to accept the opposite side, that we are looking at imperfection, right? So the expectation that we are putting on ourselves, once again, expectation is a tool. We can use it for our greater self, our greater good, and greater good of all, as long as we are not necessarily controlling it, but managing it with this tipping point between excellence and perfection. So be excellent with yourself. Be willing to meet yourself in your best version that you know that is consciously available for you, that your capacity for consciousness is offering you. Yet, in the expectation of excellence, be willing to open up to the possibility that you are not perfect and that imperfection is part of you being excellent because it's your human side, it's your humanity, right? And falling in love with humanity when we desire to be perfect is essential, right? In a duality, excellence plus imperfection is actually giving you perfection. And that's part of what we need to be willing to look into and accept in our life, right? So when we have expectation on ourselves, we have to accept the part that is saying or seeing, being seen as imperfect, unfinished, and like still raw or still too dark, too dull, too, because that's where more potential for the light resides. Right? So this expectation on how to manage this expectation on others and self, well, the first one is really to stay realistic and really start embracing this aspect of us that is just not there yet. It's really looking at the beginner's mind inside of ourselves, the beginner aspect, the child who is there to simply explore and needs to be curious and to not expect that the first time you decide to do something new, you're going to be just the best at it, right? Because that is going to cause a tremendous amount of stress because you're not meeting you where you have told yourself you need to in order for you to love yourself, to accept yourself. And this wholeness is all about self-acceptance, self-love, self-nurturing. And the path to true joy, to true bliss, is to actually learn the wisdom of balancing our act and our actions and our ways to enjoy this capacity for us to be on the path, not just in an absolute zero point that says, okay, perfection is there. It is to dance around this perfection, tending towards it, but knowing that the perfection of this experience is getting out of it so that we can move back towards it. Right? So when you look at your life right now, and I'm inviting you to do that this week, where do you feel a little off maybe, or what tends to stress you, what makes you feel separated or overwhelmed? Do you have any expectation that you're putting so much on others to define you in your sense of safety, in your sense of loving oneself, in your sense of security, in your sense of feeling abundant and being seen, being loved, being important? If you are looking at relationships that you're expecting somebody else outside of yourself to provide all of this amazing stable space for you, unplug and replug within yourself, because you are the one who needs to provide you ultimately this perception, right? Do you perceive on yourself also some limitation because you are asking yourself way too much without actually giving you credit on all of what you already are? Because if you cannot already recognize the tremendous magic that exists within yourself that you have revealed until now, there's no reason for you to continue seeing more of it and create more from it. Right? So during this December month, when we are moving into gift and giving, the season of giving starts with yourself. What can and what must you give to yourself right now that will keep you on giving? What is the wisdom that you need to accept more in your life because of the lessons that are being brought to your awareness? Right? How greater can your capacity for self-nurturing be right now because you're choosing to be more flexible in your expectation towards others and self. And these questions, when you start journaling around it, they're going to start revealing a path, a way for you to do it in your own way. And then if you are insecure or unknown unsure about what you need to do for yourself, well, you know where to find me. You can check on my website at alinehenley.com, where you're going to find a way to contact me directly. But also, I'm inviting you to look at the experiences tablet that I refreshed in the past week or so, where there's new webinars and new experiences, retreats, workshops, series as well, that and then the online courses that are now 5 are out and running, which are great gift for yourself and for those you love around. We don't need more things. We need experiences so that we meet ourselves differently. This is the true gift, because those are the gifts that keeps on giving. So I invite you to go and explore possibility on my website, alinehenley.com. And of course, as usual, I invite you to reach out to me on TikTok, on Instagram and Facebook at Aline Henley as well. In the meantime, and waiting to connect with you, I wish you an amazing week, and I'm seeing you next week. Bye-bye.